Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. Today I want to talk about something different as well. It's about how to deal with the fact that your kid might not be the kid that you would hope he or she'd be. And this is not about not liking them, because I love my kids dearly. But actually, I would wish for my kids an easier life. I've got three kids, and they've got all kinds of special needs. And there's nothing wrong with my kids because of their special needs. Let that be said. They don't need to change. There's nothing wrong with them. At the same time, I already see them struggling in life. I know they will struggle more in life. And I know that me and my partner are struggling with raising them. And the question then is, what kind of goal, what kind of, you know, aim should you have as a parent? Because a normal life is not in the cards for your kid. And perhaps you recognize this, your kid, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a disorder or something. It could just be that they're crazy strong-willed, or they have like all kinds of other views on gender, or make other choices than other people, even if it's just like a weird hairdo. And by doing that, they are actually creating challenges in life. Challenges on top of the complexity of being a kid in this world. I mean, imagine, like when I was a kid, I already struggled enough. Try being a kid in the world of TikTok and Snapchat and all kinds of digital craziness. So one of the concepts that's really valuable in here, and maybe you've heard of it like in corporate training or somewhere else, is the concept of the circle of control, the circle of influence, and the circle of caring. And there's very many different variations with different terms of this same theory. But the theory goes as follows. It says there are things you care about in life, things that you want to be different than they are, you want to contribute to them. But sometimes there are things that you want to be different. For instance, there are kids dying today in Africa, and I would wish I could prevent that. But from the place where I'm sitting now, if I'm going to sit there and worry a lot about kids in Africa dying, I'm not doing anything anymore. But I'm also not changing the life of these African kids. So the second level is the level where I can have influence. Like when I was a young kid, I wanted education system to be different. And, you know, back then there was nothing I could do about it except, you know, bitch and whine to my teachers about it. But now, you know, 25 years later, I'm actually consulting the Ministry of Education and the Department of Education. So I actually have influence on education. I cannot change it. I cannot decide tomorrow it'll be different. But I have a lot more influence than I've ever had. So now I not only care about it like I did when I was a teenager, but I also have influence on it. And then there's the things that you can control. And it actually turns out there's only one thing you can control in the entire world, and that is yourself. Your child, your kid, does not go into the category of things you can control. I mean, you can control not doing really stupid stuff with a baby, like leaving them on the ledge of a table or something. Like, that's something you can control. That's kind of like your own behavior. But a 17-year-old, their behavior, you do not control it. You can influence it at best. And most people who have a 17-year-old have learned by now that that influence probably is quite limited. So be realistic about it. What do I care about? Like, caring about every tiny little detail of what my, 25-year-old kid who's moved out of the house is doing is a waste of time. It's your circle of caring, but you cannot change anything about it. But you can influence a little bit the behavior of your 15-year-old and maybe a little bit more of your 8-year-old or your 5-year-old. And you can control yourself. So step one is focus on what you can control. You can control yourself by taking care of yourself. You can control yourself by learning new parenting skills. You can control yourself by learning new ways of understanding your children and being there for them. And by focusing on what you can control, you actually increase your influence. Because you're focusing on things you can develop, what you can, control grows bigger, and what you can influence grows bigger. So Try to think of a number of things that you would like to change in the world, with yourself, with your kids, and really think about it. Can I control this? Yes or no? Can I influence this? And especially when you talk about twice exceptional kids or kids with special needs, you cannot determine their future. You can help them. You can influence them to become all they can be and to develop their strengths in such a way that the chances of them having a positive future are maximum. But you cannot make it for them. You cannot create it for them. So my plea for today, my assignment for today is look at where are your interactions with your kids? Where are they based on what you can control, what you can influence, and where are the things you care about but you cannot influence? And you cannot influence every single road driver on the road. You can influence your kids to pay better attention when they go out on the road. So where can you apply this, and where are you caring about things that you cannot influence or cannot control? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier, while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.